Tell me about today's meeting. I know you and several congressmen met with Secretary Acosta to discuss seven areas of change that you were recommending for the H-2A regulations.
Well, it went exceptionally well. We were very appreciative of Secretary Acosta taking time out of his schedule to meet with us. There were about 14 members of Congress. Felt like it was a very diverse group from all across the country. We all understand how important, you know, agriculture is to our economy here in the United States. I often say that American farmers feed the world, and in order to have a vibrant and active agriculture community, we have to have a good H-2A program, and that's what we discuss with him today.
Can you go over some of the seven areas that you focused on?
Sure. Some of the things that we pointed out to him, first of all, we felt like it was important to streamline the application process and to, you know, the operating efficiencies. We wanted to make sure that he did not let the bureaucracy control him, and that, we streamline the process as much as we can. I think that was very important, and I think he understands that. The domestic recruitment requirement, that was something that we talked about as well. We left him with a laundry list of things that we wanted him to work on, and we asked him to work on that we felt like was very important to the program: housing availabilities, program eligibility, the wage rate, that was very important, and how they determine the wage rate, mediation and arbitration agreements, and then transportation as well.
How will this impact the regulatory process? Do you think changes will be made by Secretary Acosta? What's the future of the H-2A program look like?
Well, what we did is we left him with a laundry list, if you will, of issues that we felt like needed to be addressed in the H-2A program. And we asked him to look at these and to see what he might be able to impact through the Department of Labor. We understand our responsibility in Congress, and that's a very important responsibility, and it's a legislative responsibility. But we also understand that the executive branch can have a lot of impact through rules and regulations, and they can happen a lot quicker than we can do it legislatively. So what we asked him to do is, when we left him with that laundry list, we asked him to identify what he felt like he could do through rules and regulations, and then the other things that needed to be done legislatively, we would address.
And is there anything else you'd like to add in regards to H-2A or today's meeting?
Only that, again, I thought it was a very, very productive meeting, and I thought Secretary Acosta was very receptive and attentive to our needs and to that of the H-2A program.